Uncle's Dream by Fyodor Dostoevsky, translated by Frederick Wishaw. Chapter 1. Maria Alexandrovna Moskaleva was the principal lady of Mordasov. There was no doubt whatever on that point. She always bore herself as though she did not care a fig for anyone, but as though no one else could do without her. True, there were uncommonly few who loved her. In fact, I may say that very many detested her. Still, everyone was afraid of her, and that was what she liked. Now, why did Maria Alexandrovna, who dearly loves scandal and cannot sleep at night unless she has heard something new and piquant the day before, why or how did she know how to bear herself so that it would never strike anyone, looking at her, to suppose that the dignified lady was the most inveterate scandal-monger in the world, or at all events in Mordasov? On the contrary, anyone would have said at once that scandals and such like pettiness must vanish in her presence, and that scandal-mongers, caught red-handed by Maria Alexandrovna, would blush and tremble like schoolboys at the entrance of the master, and that the talk would immediately be diverted into channels of the loftiest and most sublime subjects so soon as she entered the room. Maria Alexandrovna knew many deadly and scandalous secrets of certain other Mordasov inhabitants, which, if she liked to reveal them at any convenient opportunity, would produce results little less terrible than the earthquake of Lisbon. Still, she was very quiet about the secrets she knew, and never let them out except in cases of absolute need, and then only to her nearest and dearest friends. She liked to hint that she knew certain things, and frighten people out of their wits, preferring to keep them in a state of perpetual terror, rather than crush them altogether. This was real talent, the talent of tactics. We all considered Maria Alexandrovna as our type and model of irreproachable comme il faut. She had no rival in this respect in Mordasov. She could kill and annihilate and pulverize any rival with a single word. We have seen her do it, and all the while she would look as though she had not even observed that she had let the fatal word fall. Everyone knows that this trait is a specialty of the highest circles. Her circle of friends was large. Many visitors to Mordasov left the town again in an ecstasy over her reception of them, and carried on a correspondence with her afterwards. Somebody even addressed some poetry to her, which she showed about the place with great pride. The novelist who came to the town used to read his novel to her of an evening, and ended up dedicating it to her, which produced a very agreeable effect. A certain German professor, who came from Carlsbad to inquire into the question of a little worm with horns which abounds in our part of the world, and who wrote and published 4 large quarto volumes about this same little insect, was so delighted and ravished with her amiability and kindness that to this very day he carries on a most improving correspondence upon moral subjects from far Carlsbad. Some people have compared Maria Alexandrovna, in certain respects, with Napoleon. Of course, it may have been her enemies who did so, in order to bring Maria Alexandrovna to scorn. But all I can say is, how is it that Napoleon, when he rose to his highest, that too high estate of his, became giddy and fell? Historians of the old school have ascribed this to the fact that he was not only not of royal blood, but was not even a gentleman, and therefore when he rose too high, he thought of his proper place, the ground.